Okay, we also have an exciting time in the life of the church that we're going to take in some new members, Zion. How long have you been at this church?
Probably since 2014, maybe.
Wow. 16? He was 12. Wow. That's 11. Wow. That's exciting. And he's been baptized up at your sister's.
Yeah, up in Missouri.
Yeah, they go everything, and you can see the growth in him, and it gets to a point where you need to really be an official part of the church when you get to be a young adult. And Nate, where's Nate? And Nate has done the same thing, and Noah has done the same thing. Noah's not here this morning, but we're going to receive Nate and Zion as official members of the Bethel United Methodist Church. It is. That's an exciting time. And so it's really exciting for a pastor to be a part of that. Church, if you would follow along, we don't use the hymnal that much anymore because everything's on the same, but sometimes the hymnal is very valuable. It's on little page number 37 in the front of your hymnal. Okay. Say amen when you get it. Amen. Everybody got it? Little number 37 in the front of the hymnal. That's why they call us Methodists, because we have a method to everything that we do. And thank God for our founding fathers as a church, too, that put all this stuff together. Hallelujah. Okay, guys, I've got you an important question. Do you remember your baptism?
Huh?
And are you thankful for your baptism? Amen. All right. Nate and Zion, the Holy Spirit is working within you at all times. And having been born through the water and the Spirit, you may live as faithful disciples of Jesus Christ. That doesn't mean that you won't have trials and tribulations in this life, because you will. Because it's part of growing. It's part of experiencing our faith. Jesus told us that in this world, which is what we're in, you're going to experience trials and tribulations. But fear not, for I have overcome the world. And that's what we do as Christians. We hang on to the blessed hope, because as you can see what's going on in the world and everything, if this is all we ever had to look forward to, it'd be terrible with it. But because of your faith in Christ, you have the promise of eternal life. So remember your baptism and be thankful. And the church says, amen. Now, I just got to ask you a couple questions. As members of Christ's Universal Church, if you remember when we did the Apostles' Creed, the one holy Catholic Church, that means Universal Church, not Roman Catholic. So as members of Christ's Universal Church, the question is this: will you be loyal to the United Methodist Church and do all in your power to strengthen its ministries? If you agree with that, you would say, I will. Did you? Okay. And as members of this congregation, the Bethel United Methodist Church here in Tallahassee, my question to you is this: will you faithfully participate in all the ministries, I don't mean 24/7, but all the ministries of Bethel United Methodist Church by your prayers, your presence, and your service? And if that is your desire, would you say, I will? And this is the part that the church participates in. Members of the household of God, I commend Zion and Nate to your loving care. Church, do all in your power to increase their faith, certain in their hope of God, and perfect them in, most important thing, love. And the congregation will respond by reading the bold color print.
We give you thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love, as we remember together with you the body of Christ and into the congregation of the United Methodist Church. We renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ.
The God of all grace, who has called all of us to his eternal glory, establish in you and strengthen you by the power and the grace of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, would you two just kneel with the altar? We want to have anybody that would like to come and lay hands on you and support. Anybody would like to come? You know, sometimes you get a love letter. You get love letters from girls? You ever see when you get one on the back before you open the envelope, there should be something on there that says AWK. You know what that means? Sealed with a kiss. Well, as Christians being part of Jesus' church, we seal it, not with a kiss, but with the anointing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Father, thank you for Nate and his young life. Strengthen him and give him the courage to keep on keeping on, Lord, and understand what it means to be a Christian as he grows in your grace. And thank you for this youth group at this church, Lord, who has brought these young men to where they are at this point in their life. And we thank you for that. Zion, we anoint you in the name of God, the Father, God, the Son, and God, the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for Zion and his gifts. When I first came here, we didn't have a liturgist that was always available, and I asked Zion about that, and he stepped up, and he's been our liturgist now for the last, I don't know, 3-4 years, or maybe even longer, Lord. We thank you for the gifts that he brings to this church, and keep him safe in all that he does. He's got a great future ahead of him, Lord. We want to celebrate that in Yeshua's precious name. All of God's children said, amen. Would you welcome these two young men to the body of Christ in this church? And we will get you them certificates of membership. And Ms. Pat is going to do that.